What formerly progressive views she held became reactionary ones, even if Goldstein didn't understand the particulars of what made her angry, like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which her coworkers bashed for helping keep people afloat through food stamps. "I just had this idea that there were people who weren't working and had it easier than me," she said. "It was very easy to find some external thing to hate on, and I hated on everything. It's the animating force of the culture." Goldstein lasted 3 years at Morgan Stanley before she took a job building equity derivative software at Merrill Lynch, where she would have a front row seat to the financial collapse. On the day it happened, September 15, 2008, she recalled seeing the CEO, John Thayne, come to the trading floor, where there's this giant LED board full of the different stock indexes, and they were all watching it crash. Bank of America rescued Merrill that very day by purchasing it for $50 billion. Goldstein's colleagues worried the bank could still be nationalized in lieu of a bailout, but it soon received billions through TARP, along with nearly $100 billion in government guarantees against its toxic assets, alleviating those concerns. When Goldstein asked her boss if he thought the public would ever forgive the industry, he told her, "The public forgot after the savings and loan crisis of the 80s, which cost taxpayers more than $130 billion. And the public is going to forget about this, too. Things will go back to normal. We just have to wait it out." By mid-2010, Goldstein was done waiting. Helping wealthy people get wealthier made her miserable, and so she quit. She took on some technical consulting jobs and taught programming classes. Then, in September 2011, when Occupy Wall Street came into view, Goldstein found herself in an unexpectedly useful role. She had intimate knowledge of the tools used by the big banks to take down the global economy, and, more importantly, she had ideas about how to help rein in the power of those institutions. "I think I didn't really come to terms with my own culpability in this larger system until Occupy," she told me. "And when it happened, I was very skeptical. I thought cops would just shut it down. But then I got curious enough, and after the September 24th pepper spray incident, I went to check it out. The day I showed up at Zuccotti Park, author Naomi Klein was there giving a talk, and after several rounds of the people's mic, I asked her a question. 'Should we bring back Glass-Steagall?' Klein said it would be a good demand. Then someone said, 'What's Glass-Steagall?' That's when Goldstein realized maybe there was something she could contribute. She came to the next General Assembly, the twice-daily forum which served as the movement's decision-making body, where she offered to do a teach-in, explaining finance industry basics along with some proposals for what she thought should change. And just like that, Goldstein began turning Wall Street expertise into Occupy Wall Street cred.